Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining bright with a gentle breeze, making it a perfect day to be outside. Tel Aviv is enjoying similar weather, making it an ideal day to explore the city. In Haifa, expect clear skies as the day progresses. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, about 310 Hezbollah targets were attacked in the last week, with more than 50 wanted individuals arrested in Judea and Samaria. This report came in earlier this hour. Also, JNS reports 310 Hezbollah targets struck in Lebanon over the past week. The IDF confirms some 80 Hezbollah terrorists were eliminated in the process, noted just in. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports missile fragments have damaged a unique white lily preservation plot in Carmel. The extent of the destruction remains unclear. Separately, according to Axios, Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This action could destabilize ongoing negotiations. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News, students at Heritage College led a Holocaust memorial. Survivor Peter Gasper expressed optimism about the student-run commemoration. Here's what people are saying online. AMK Mapping, a conflict analyst, reported minutes ago that the Israeli Air Force launched another wave of airstrikes across southern Lebanon. Al Arabiya English noted significant progress in negotiations between Iran and the US. They hinted at a possible agreement soon. Visegrad 24 confirmed that talks between Iran and the US are advancing. Iran insists on maintaining its red lines, while Donald Trump expressed optimism about a deal this weekend. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF operations. Walla reports that in southern Lebanon, about 80 militants have been eliminated in recent Israeli operations. The IDF has also targeted hundreds of Hezbollah sites. This escalation follows increased tensions along the northern border. The situation remains tense, affecting regional stability. Turning to missile fragments damaging Carmel's preservation plot. The Jerusalem Post highlights the impact on the unique white lily conservation effort. Local botanists express concern that the damage could take years to fully assess. This incident underscores the environmental toll of ongoing regional conflicts. Meanwhile, Axios reports that Iran's recent missile launch towards Israel marks a significant shift since the ceasefire. Such actions threaten to derail fragile peace negotiations. Regional analysts warn this could rekindle hostilities if not addressed diplomatically. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reveals a secret plan by the Treasury to introduce new taxes, including on rent and foreign orders. These changes could generate up to 3 billion shekels annually for the government. Separately, CTEC reports that Nuve is in talks to acquire Payoneer in a $2.7 billion deal. This merger could enhance global payments and transfer services. And finally, Globes announces Marvel's new optical communications chip developed in Israel. This innovation promises to enhance data transfer speeds in AI technology data centers worldwide. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.